here at Indie Tracks on the first evening, and I'm delighted to be joined by Fever Dream. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, we finally found somewhere to sit down out of the rain, and two-thirds of you have got a drink, which is good for two-thirds of you.
We can share.
Okay, now we were having a bit of a chat before the interview, and for some reason I thought you were all from Norwich, but I found out you just spoke to somebody from Norwich, I found out, so we got that. So you're actually, you're almost an Essex band, aren't you? Almost, but not quite?
Well... Cat is the only member, then Cat is the Essex bear.
Bognor, Stafford, Essex.
Yeah. That's where we're all from originally.
But we all live in East London or thereabouts.
So you're definitely an East London / Essex band at the moment, which is good. So you're almost local, which is great.
Yeah.
Okay, now for those who don't know much about you, this is the second time you've been to Indie Tracks, isn't it?
Second time you played.
And your debut album came out this year. We'll just talk about that in a little bit. But just tell us a little bit about your own sound. How would you describe yourself?
I guess in its purest form, it's probably indie rock, but we like a lot of sort of shoegaze elements, and obviously at an indie pop festival, there's a bit of indie pop, kind of jangly, poppy parts to it. But I guess we've all got different influences, and wouldn't really want to say we're a shoegaze band or an indie rock band. Yeah. So
we're on a shoegaze label,
yeah.
I suppose.
No, but well, Robin would hate.
Okay, we're not allowed to say that.
Yeah.
So who puts in what influences into the music?
It's the way we write is just someone brings something to the table every song. So there's not, no one comes to practice with a song. We just
jam, don't we? So if someone has a part that we like, we'll be like, keep doing that, and then just write from there, basically. Yeah.
We have like moments where we say, well, we want to try and write like a more of a Yellow Tango song or more of a Dinosaur Junior song.
And when we're stuck, we'll always say,
what would Sonic Youth do?
Yeah, kind of like what would Jesus do, but what would Sonic Youth do? And that usually helps.
There does seem to be a bit of a resurgence, because I remember shoegaze from first time round, and then it did kind of die a bit of a death, but there seem to be a lot more bands. You must bump into them on tour and you buy each other's records and that kind of thing, and it's just happening again.
Oh no, massively. But I think it's just like anything. It seems to be 20 years after it happened, it kind of happens again, and you get the old bands coming, the ones who want to, will come back, tour again, do maybe not a new record, and then new bands sort of taking on that style. But it seems to be with everything. It's like, give it 20 years, it will just happen again.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. I mean, we played a few shows with our label mates, Pink Shiny Ultra Blast, and everyone says they're shoegaze, but they're not. and they always make up really crazy genres for their style of music, and they're like thunder pop. But I think it'd be more useful for people to just make up something for. I mean, I hate the word new gays, because that's bandied around a lot, and that's essentially saying you're aping a previous generation, whereas if you actually want to make something new, that's not a useful thing to call something shoegaze. But that's not to say we don't love Ride, My Bloody Valentine, those kind of bands.
I mean, it's terrible to pigeonhole people, but then it's nice to see that it is a genre and there are more and more bands doing it, because then you get more immersed by the music that made you pick up guitars and drums and basses in the first place.
Well, the thing is, as well, you want to feel like part of a scene, and I think because me and Ada used to be in Essie a Trot with Duncan from Tiger Cats, and you know, so we've sort of always gone along and been in part of the sort of indie scene, and so it's nice to start to align yourself and play more shows with other bands like Nightflowers, and who sort of have a bit of a sound that we feel more like we're similar to.
Yeah.
Not that it's not fun to play with the sort of pop, you know, sort of more purist indie poppers, but yeah, you kind of want to carve out your own scene. But that's the great thing about being on the label, isn't it? It's like, especially when it's so multi-international with the
There's like a Russian band, there's an Australian band, an American band, and us.
Taffy. Yeah, and the Japanese band. That's outrageous. Yeah. Like, that's so exciting for us.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to do some kind of international tour
with all of them.
With all of them, but I don't know how how likely that would
We've met Taffy, and we've met Pink Shiny, and we met
Ringo Death Star. They were really lovely. Pink Shiny, Ultra Blast.
Australian band.
Flying Colours.
Flying Colours, they were really nice as well.
Yeah, we love them. I mean, we play a lot of those bands. We love Taffy, though, because they've been into us 3 times, which is no mean feat from a band from Tokyo. And every time they come to London, they come and do a session with us which is brilliant. Cool. Yeah. And never stop smiling. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, they seem like the nicest people. I mean, we only saw them for about 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, they grabbed us and they're hugging us.
Yeah,
giving us their records.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the album, because you have Moya Moya's debut album came out this year. When was that? When did it come out? I can't remember now. February, something like that.
April 26th.
All been a blur this year. April 26th. Now, obviously, you've been playing a lot of the stuff from that, and you've been doing a lot of gigs. How's the reaction been to that?
I think it's really good.
Yeah, everyone's really into it.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get as many reviews as we might have hoped, but all of them have been really positive. So I guess it's better to have fewer positive reviews than many.
Higher average.
Yeah.
So we had some good radio play from Lauren Laverne for our first single, which is on the album Serotonin Hit, which is really nice. She loves it.
We told our press lady that we nearly got Pitchfork, but then they did Slow Dive instead. So
fair enough, right?
Yeah, next record.
That's disappointing. So, since then, have you been looking forward to in the future to see if you're going to do any more writing, recording soon? Is it a long rest?
No. We're off. We're going to Wales in November to write our next record. We're spending a whole week in a cottage in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
And writing for a whole week. That's the plan.
Yeah, the idea is because we've been around for quite a while, and we've been trying to hone our sound of what we think we want to sound like. And it was kind of piecemeal and recording a song every now and again and then thinking, oh, actually, we don't like that song that much. But the idea with this next record would be to write it all in one go, try and get a really consistent sound, and then just record it as quickly as possible and get it out there. Not as quickly as possible, but to just get it to sound consistent.
We don't want to leave a massive gap between the albums now. We've got momentum, so we want to carry.
People talk about a difficult second album, but it tends to be the way that you spend 3 or 4 years trying to get the sound right on the first one, and then once you've got it, it's go, right, let's do it again. It'll be much quicker this time.
Yeah.
I think so. We've all got some ideas of how we want it to be as well.
It's also just going to be really exciting because we've never had the opportunity, because we jam to write, we've never been able to do that outside of a set studio, like rehearsal time.
Yeah.
And the idea of being somewhere we can just do it day or night, whatever state we're in, kind of, and I think it's going to be really good.
Are you here for the weekend, or are you off doing more gigs after this?
This is the end of our tour.
The end of the tour.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. So you could be here for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. We're going to stay and party. I mean, like, it's basically like Indie Tracks is they just transplant the whole, like, East London indie scene and just put it in a field. So we've already bumped into, like, 20, 30 people we know in, like, the first couple of hours. And this is the Friday, so God knows, yeah. And we've got so many friends bands playing, like Fireworks, Tough Love are playing, who we played with on our tour in April. They're great. And obviously Tiger Cats, who like a family. So yeah,
and then and Evans of Death, who we've been on tour with this week
as
well.
Seriously, it's been awesome. So great. We've had the best time hanging out with those guys. We're trying to do a tour with them at some point.
That's the incredible thing for me, because this is my first time at Indie Tracks, and it is an eye-opener. I go to other festivals, some are nice, some are friendly, some are, you know, festivals, but this place, everyone knows each other and everyone seems to get on so well with each other as well.
Yeah,
so it's the best.
It just gives you a good excuse to hang out in somewhere that isn't a pub. Really, that is it, isn't it? I mean, it brings together as a big scene in Nottingham, in Leeds, Manchester, London, Sheffield. Yeah, so it brings everyone together that you might have met on your tour.
And like a lot of the promoters we work with and stuff are here, which is it's nice to catch up with them and stuff. Although we did see a lot of them yesterday.
Yeah. And you'll be seeing them all tomorrow. Seeing them the next day.
The hangover.
Well, we might be bumping into each other on Saturday and Sunday as well, because we're here for the 3 days. There's a couple of us who are going to be watching the bands and doing a few interviews. So I'd like to say AD and Kat and Sarah, thanks very much for having a chat with us, and look forward to the next gig and the next record. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Awesome. Thanks very much.